Miracles from Heaven. A Little Girl and Her Amazing Story of Healing is the title of a best-selling book of the incredible story of Annabel Beam. In March 2016, the movie based on the book Miracles from Heaven was released. When Annabel was only 4 years old, she began having what her mother Christy called tummy trouble. Painful abdominal cramps accompanied by severe bloating. When she was five, doctors were unable to determine why Annabel's stomach and intestines didn't work as they should. Refusing to accept the diagnoses she received at the medical facilities near their Texas home, they referred the Beams to nationally renowned pediatric gastroenterologist Dr. Samuel Nurko at Boston's Children's Hospital. Well, Dr. Nurko was able to enroll Annabel in the study of prescribed experimental drugs with serious side effects. However, he would need to see her every 6 weeks. Despite the financial strain on the Beam family, the mother and daughter became frequent air travelers, allowing Dr. Nurko to keep careful watch over his young patient. When Annabel was 8, she returned home after yet another hospitalization. At the coaxing of her older sister, she went outside to play. She climbed a large cottonwood tree in the family's Texas yard. Without warning, the limb on which she was perched cracked and fell. Annabel plunged 30 feet into the hollowed core of the cottonwood, landing head down deep inside the hollow tree, tightly wedged in the base of the gnarled trunk. She was unconscious, suspended and trapped for 5.5 hours. During her unconscious state, Annabel had a vision of heaven. After the rescue crew succeeded in raising her to safety, what happened next is still a mystery to Annabel's mother. Christy Bean explained that after Annabel's falling into the tree, nearly killing her, she emerged from the tree trunk wet, bruised, and muddy, but otherwise quite well and healed. Inexplicably, when Annabel awoke at the hospital, she felt no more pain. Her distended abdomen had returned to its normal size. Her doctors began to wean her off her medications, and eventually, her pediatric gastroenterologist released her with the statement, "Jesus must have been with that little girl in that tree because there's nothing wrong with her." Reflecting on how her life and the life of her family had been changed by the events surrounding Annabel's illness and miraculous healing, Christy Beam said this: "We don't live our lives differently because we never lost our faith. Oh, it was hard, and I felt challenged at times. I'd ask, 'Okay, God, do you have a plan? What is your plan?' But we always felt that God is in control of our lives, even over Annabel's illness. Now that she's well, we can stand strong and put an exclamation point behind what we believe. In our human frailty, we bear many wounds, some physical, but others emotional, mental, and or spiritual. It is not our own willpower that will save us, but rather God's power and mercy. And for this, we must be truly grateful. What is clear from a study on gratitude is that it gradually becomes a way of life for those who practice it. Gratitude is no longer tied to the particulars of what we receive or how we were treated. The common excuse of those who are habitually ungrateful is that they don't feel thankful. That is, they don't experience their lives as a blessing, their histories as favorable, their relationships as nurturing, or their means sufficient. They misconceive gratitude as payment for services rendered, just as when we insist upon thanks for gifts we freely bestow. In the end, gratitude may well be the lens through which we see the world around us accurately. When we adopt the practice of gratitude, we may discover much for which to be grateful. So what encourages a sense of gratitude in you? Whose appreciation of your kindness has surprised you most? Whose lack of gratitude has disappointed you? In what ways has your own gratitude, or lack thereof, surprised others? Now, of what were the 10 lepers cleansed? A disfiguring and debilitating and ostracizing disease, for sure. However, for only one did something happen in his heart that went beyond what happened in his body. In his heart, trust led to healing. Healing led to gratitude. Gratitude led to salvation. This is the dynamic of how faith works. Beyond the physical, what are our diseases that make us cry out, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us"? We may suffer the diseases of racism, indifference, arrogance, lust, self-centeredness, righteousness, and self-indulgence. We must admit our need for healing, our need for Jesus. On our own, we are unable to sustain life's journey. In humble relationship to Jesus, we are then able to grow into an intimate relationship with Him, one that raises us up to new life. The dynamic that saves us is awareness that we are unhealthy, desire healing, trust that God will heal us, gratitude for the grace God works in us, and faith in the divine healer. To what extent will you go for this kind of healing? As we approach the Lord's table and prepare to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, let us be grateful for what this Samaritan leper's actions teach us. Returning to Jesus, glorifying God, falling at Jesus' feet, and giving thanks, we learn that salvation is not freedom from disease, but a new relationship with Jesus. We learn how faith saves by being in intimate relationship with Jesus, our healer. And that too is a miracle from heaven.